This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 521. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, I am joined by Titan Master Don. Don, how's it going?
It's going.
So I saw this week, I was just looking back at some old posts, and I saw that we dubbed you Titan Master. Once we learned about Titan's return, we let that drop almost immediately. It makes me sad.
Thank you.
he was not happy with it. I seem to recall.
Was that your idea, Matt, or was it Chris?
I think that was me.
I mean, who can tell the difference?
That's true. You have more hair.
Yes.
That's honestly about it.
I need a haircut, honestly. Also, hi, I'm here.
Diecast is also here.
It's Big Bots Week. That's what this week is.
Yeah. And we can't. And we cannot lie. You like big bots, and you cannot lie.
I do like big bots.
Besides Chris, Matt, Diecast, and Don, we have Rob. Rob, how's it going?
Not too bad. Found out Fallout 4 runs on my PC, so
heck yeah,
very happy with that.
So, is it free, or was it only free to play for a day?
It was free to play for the weekend, but it was also on sale, so somebody spotted me the $20 so I could get it before I get paid.
I have put about 200 hours into Fallout 4.
I probably put about 20 in like 4 days since I started it on PC, so yeah.
Rob, how many hours does your brother have in Fallout 4?
I don't even want to know.
I have about...
I bet he's got Kilby beat.
I have about 400 in Skyrim. I hate that Steam tracks that stuff. I hate it so much. We also have actually one thing I want to mention. So we don't talk about this often. I think people who listen to podcasts realize, but when we say Rob's here, we're talking about Rob Clay and not Rob Springer. Rob has his own show. Rob's schedule doesn't work with ours. And I keep forgetting that we have new people. Every episode is, you know, several people's first episode. So
we're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. We also have John DeLuna. John, how's it going?
What's up?
Speaking of Steam, I'm not going to have a chance to play it because of work tomorrow and something else. I have pre-ordered Tekken 7, and it should hit my Steam, I guess, at about midnight tonight. I've been waiting years to get Tekken 7 at home, so it's just taking forever.
I think the embargo is over tonight.
On the reviews?
Yeah, on everything. Streaming, too.
Oh,
there are streaming embargoes now.
Really?
It's 2017.
That's crazy.
Get with the times. But what I'm saying is you can stream it tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't. I'll be at work. I'm actually going to be at the office until like 8 or 9 tomorrow. So, yeah, it's crazy. Let's see here. Hey, if you haven't already, you should install our Roku channel on your Roku because that's important. You can watch us there. Speaking of, we had two folks mention that they were having some issues getting the last couple of episodes. I've published a new version. Actually, I published it a couple days ago. It took a couple days for it to go through testing and everything. New version of the app is out. So if you've had issues with it, grab it. It should fix everything. But you can find us there. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts. I was looking at site metrics, and yeah, like 70% of our traffic comes from Apple Podcasts. We should thank you guys out there more often for downloading and listening, you know, on your iPhone and on the go. When I first started doing this in the 1990s, people listened to this on their computer, or they could probably transcribe or transfer it to audio tape through like a plug that would run to their tape deck and listen in their car. People did do that, apparently.
Way too much.
You know, possibly, too, someone could have burned it to an audio CD.
If they were rich and had a CD burner at that point.
CD burners weren't that inaccessible in 1999.
Let's see here. 99. I think my brother had one in like a USB 4X CD burner. I think he paid like $300 for it. I remember when I bought my first DVD burner, the store manager shook my hand. For being the first person to buy a DVD burner.
You made his day.
I made his day. Yeah.
What was it, like $500 at the time?
Yeah, right around that, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the store manager shook my hand. It's kind of great.
If you want to buy a DVD burner today, tfradio.net/Amazon, I'm sure you can find one there somewhere.
You can get them cheap.
Probably just, like $20.
I got a Blu-ray burner for $40. I will never burn a Blu-ray disc. Never, ever. But I have
Why do you have it?
Yeah, it was cheaper than buying. It was as cheap as buying a DVD burner.
So you bought it to burn DVDs with?
I actually bought it to watch Blu-ray with on my computer.
Oh, well, you should have just said that in the first place.
But it burns Blu-rays.
Right, but that has nothing to do with your use for it.
It has everything to do with your use for it.
Do you know, it's 2017 and I still have never owned a Blu-ray player once in my life.
Blu-ray is so much better than DVD, it's striking. I don't own a lot of Blu-ray, but Blu-ray is so much better visually.
I always was holding out to get a PS3 and that just kind of never happened.
Yeah.
It's still pretty much worth getting a PS3 if you feel like it.
Yeah.
Yes. Now it's just a matter of finding a GameStop that has one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say, Diecast?
I was going to say, I have a Blu-ray burner in my computer. The reason I got it is because I use Vudu, which is a Walmart service.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had Blu-rays for so long, it's cheaper to upload to Vudu. If you already purchased the Blu-ray disc, you get a discount. And then if you do more than 10 discs, you get a discount. So it was an easy way to get my movies on being able to be streamed at very little cost.
Yeah.
The best service. I love it. It's basically do they have an affiliate program?
We should. It'd be nice. We do have one with Amazon Video, though.
It's owned by Walmart, actually.
Yes.
Vudu.
It is. It's awesome.
Well, yeah. You can do that Vudu that you do so well joke in there. But
okay.
I can't quite find it.
Anybody get anything this week?
Oh,
Diecast,
yes.
Diecast, go ahead. You go first.
All right. As I said, I like big bots this week. So I got the Kronos Killer, which is a FT-10 Phoenix Fans Toys Skyfire. And he is amazing. He is a very well-built quality figure.
That looks like a good toy.
Yeah, it is excellent.
It's a good toy.
And then, which I did have the test shot for a short time, which I did a review on.
So, did you find there to be any meaningful differences between the test shot and then the final retail version you have now?
Nothing with paint. Some of the tolerances are a little bit better on the production one. Like the wings were a little bit loose on the test shot, and I don't know if that's because it was a test shot or a lot of people handled it or.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, tolerances are definitely not that they were horrible on the test shot, but they are better on the production version.
So what can we look forward to seeing from you on There Goes My Money this week?
There Goes My Money. We have
hate you.
God, we have God Bomber Jinrai, Super Bomber Jinrai. What do you actually call him all together?
Super
God
Jinrai. Jinrai. Or God Jinrai
God Jinrai. Super God. I think they're called him Super God Jinrai, but
that's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's Super God Master Force.
Yeah.
That's the series. Super Jinrai is the Optimus robot, and then God Bomber is the thing you got this week.
Super
when you put them together, they're God Jinrai.
Super Jinrai is the Optimus robot in like super mode. The standard, just standalone Optimus is Jinrai, which doesn't exist.
Which is not represented in the Legends toy.
Yes.
He's going to look really
Optimus. His name is Optimus Prime. He's Japanese.
He's going to look really good awesome. On my shelf at the very back of it where the wall can support him so he doesn't fall down. And since he's tall anyway, that kind of helps.
I used to have my God Jinrai on my mantle in the living room. I don't know how I was able to get Kim to agree to that, but it was pretty great. Anybody else get anything?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get, Rob?
Well, I got Braun, who is just really a great little toy. I'm really happy with him. He's simple.
Love him.
But he's as complicated as he needs to be, and he's great, and he's poseable, and he looks good, and I don't have anything really negative to say about him. I also got Titan Master Repugnus, and the paint on mine wound up being fairly decent for what it is, and I like his little, like, speedboat kind of mode. That's really cute. And I also got Chōdō Dragon Ball Gotenks, just to get a little bit off topic here, which is a really great little figure. It even comes with one of the Kamikaze Ghosts. So
it's Gotenks, but what is it? What line?
Chōdō, you know those little Dragon Ball figures I picked up at BotCon?
Vaguely.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Go ahead.
They're like slightly below like 3¾-inch scale, but almost as posable as the figure arts. But a big thank you for all of these to Barricade 64, Brickinator, and Denno from Toku Nation, who all got these for me off of my Amazon birthday wish list. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Nice. I was going to say that I vaguely remember it, but I'm having a hard time remembering my middle name right now. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Just one last thing. If you want to see reviews of the first two Chōdō figures I have, Goku and Vegeta from Resurrection F, they are up on Flailthroughs on YouTube.
Cool.
And I assume you have your Amazon wish list linked from your Twitter account in case anybody else wants to go browse that before your birthday, which is later in June.
Indeed.
When is it?
My birthday, June the 23rd.
Cool.
Yeah, 2 days
after. Damn, I was thinking the 22nd. I always get that wrong.
Mine is next
Why
Wednesday.
Why can I never remember your birthday? It's been like almost 15 years.
I'll be celebrating my birthday with you guys. I'll be here doing it next week, so it'll be fun.
Cool. Do you have an Amazon wish list?
Nope. I do not.
Brian Kilby's Amazon wish list is for everyone to go to tfradio.net/Amazon and buy something.
Yes, that would be great.
For themselves.
For themselves.
Or someone else. He doesn't really care. Just go buy something with the affiliate links.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Use the Don list. That would be great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would love that.
tfradio.net/MassyAttack.
Yeah, I'm going to retweet that. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else?
I did.
Don, what'd you get? Transformers related.
I am. Well, Rob said Dragon Ball.
Yeah, but I like Dragon Ball. I don't like that.
I got Pumaira from Thundercats.
I'm sorry.
But I also picked up... Now, this is not Masterpiece Dirge. No. Not technically.
Did you need help to pick it up?
Yeah, it's so big.
But I did get the Yes Model BB-7. This is their version of Masterpiece Dirge with a few improvements over the regular Seeker mold. And I got it for about $100 less than what the actual Masterpiece Dirge goes for.
Wait, so is that a KO or a third-party toy?
It's...
Yes.
So it's a KO.
It's a KO, but it's a very high-quality KO.
It's KO's a KO.
We're starting to come full circle because we've gone from third-party to third-party blowout, and now everything's starting to come back, or at least in my eyes, it's kind of coming back around to KO with an emphasis on either cheap knock-it-off or a little bit more high-quality or a little bit more metal parts, or it's just like this whole weird...
It's a little more obvious theft now is what it is. It's the difference.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, as we've said before, with the QC issues that Matt ran into with his Masterpiece Seekers, I didn't want to pay that kind of money for that kind of quality. And these are actually going to be a higher level quality. And I've got Ramjet on the way. So other than that, and maybe getting their Sunstorm when it comes out, I'm finally done with all the Seekers.
I'm anxious to see what QC issues I get with Dirge when I get it in about 2 days. Yeah, so.
Cool. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Okay. Let's see here. What do we got going on here? Okay. This week in history. Okay. 2007. Oh my God. I can't believe this was 2007. The Transformers arc is released by IDW. The arc is probably my favorite Transformers guidebook. I like it better than AllSpark Almanac. There's less creativity went into it, but it's nerdier in the sense that it's, you know, all inclusive, I guess, is more comprehensive is a better way of putting it. I love the arc. It's written by our buddies Jim Sorensen and Bill Forster, who we've had on before. I got my copy of this in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
I need to get a copy. It's a really great looking book.
It's awesome.
Well, you know what you don't need a copy of?
Yeah.
I have one anyway, because, you know, the magic Goodwill provides, and it was probably like a penny.
Well, in this case, the magic goodwill provides, and the magic goodwill also takes away.
Taketh away.
Yes.
Transformers Beast Wars on the PC. I was playing this recently.
Yeah, for Extra Life.
Yes, but I was playing it on the PlayStation.
I assume those came out at basically the same time, but this specifically cites the PC version.
PC came out in 98. The PlayStation came out
as it says here.
In 97.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So was the PC version any better? No. Or just...
I've played both. I mean, they're both not good. I've never sat down and compared, you know, not done an A-B comparison. But I didn't get my first PC at home until 1998. So not long into that, I actually got a copy of the Beast Wars game, and I played it, and it was terrible. Terrible.
It's got Beast Wars in the title. You should have seen that coming.
Oh, God.
Oh.
The problem is there just has not ever been an actually good Beast Wars video game.
Well,
the second fighting game
wasn't bad.
The second fighting game. You're talking about the one on the Game Boy Color?
No. The one that you got Windraiser as like an alternate color that they put in there. And you had Black Arachne as a hidden character. I mean,
there's only one. It's on two different platforms.
Well, I mean, to a point, they are kind of different games.
I don't have the N64 version, so
I don't either. That's because, as far as I remember, the N64 version was only available as a rental from Blockbuster.
It was, yeah.
Unless you like rented it and stole it, like there's not really copies around.
Blockbuster sold through those, obviously. I mean, after they sold through what they had, it was pretty easy to get a hold of for a long time. I don't think it's as easy now.
Probably not.
Yeah, but I mean, no, that you could use to get that for like $5 or $10.
Wish I'd gotten Final Fight Guy from them.
Oh God, yeah, me too.
It went on sale.
But I like Cody, so you know, I'm just screwed with that game.
Yeah, unless you have the Sega CD.
But it's not as good. I've got it on Sega CD.
Anyway, both of our items this week in history happened on this day in history, so that was kind of easy for me.
9 years apart. God, Beast Wars came out in 19 years ago.
Imagine that, though. In the space of 9 years, we went from Beast Wars Transformers on PC to the Ark being released by IDW.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Okay, let's see here. So our buddy Captain Rufus in the chat said that the Game Boy Color game was good. I agree. Okay, let's go to Bad Poets Corner. So I'm fond of this, and I'm fond of most of these.
Are you going to read this in character?
No, this is not
in character. I was about to say, accent or no accent?
No accent for this one. This one is called Dreams. Dreams. Line 1.
That's one of my favorite Gundam openings.
Yes. Line 1. File systems clash as data is retrieved. Line 2. Intermittent timeouts. A host/client frustration. Line 3. Incongruous response, no root cause perceived. Line 4. Interfaces fail. A broken integration. Line 5. Go to sleep. Line 6. Visualize output at maximum resolution. Line 7. In sleep mode, analyze hierarchical schemes. Line 8. Loop until he's found a solution. Line 9. In select return. This is how Computron describes how I've been dreaming for the last week is I've spent like 16 hours a day working on the new website. Like, I'm not even joking. I mean, last night I dreamt in code. I just basically kept repeating the same process over and over again as I'm trying to weed out all the little glitches and idiosyncrasies that have popped up over like, you know, nearly 20 years of content. But it launches on June 5th, which is the Monday after this episode airs. And oh my God, I cannot wait. We have like nearly 2,000 podcasts that have had to be transferred over. Can you believe
Do you have a specific number?
It's like 1,800, and it's like around 1,800.
We should start tracking this, and like when we're actually approaching 2,000, do something special.
Yeah, that doesn't count all the shows that I'm not moving over. So stuff that
doesn't help then.
Well, stuff that we did like as a yes, the poem is over. Stuff that we did as like a code development or something that we just hosted for somebody who's a friend, all that stuff didn't move. So the stuff that we developed internally, that's what's moving across.
Okay, then we could still do the 2000 episode thing.
Yeah, and that should be everything. I don't think we've lost a single episode. Go ahead, Don.
No, I was going to say, Brian, you know that's a lot of shows, but at least you're lucky it's not over 9,000.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, oh my God.
Incidentally, Triplett says he has the N64 game, so if you want to try it.
I don't
know. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's nice. But yeah, so the the new site launches maybe by the time you're listening to this. It'll be at tfradio.net, so the domain doesn't change. We are going to cut over on June 4th, but rest assured, none of our feeds or anything will fail, so you can still download all the podcasts. If something new goes up, you'll be able to download it just like normal. The site itself may be down for a few hours. But yeah, really excited about this. Long time coming. I didn't realize how slow the old site was until I was trying to scrape content from it. Oh, my God.
So, you know, and of course, may the 4th be with you.
No, that's May. So, June. Doesn't work, Don.
Oh, June is for Transformers.
Be with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, may the 5th be with you. God, I probably need a 5th. I need a 5th, probably. I need to start drinking. Oh, my God. It's just, I am so tired. Like, right now, I'm just about to pass out. So, but yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. And I'm super excited to have that. So, we'll have some new features and stuff on the site. But by the time it launches, everything should be there. So, pretty happy.
Make sure to check it out because it's awesome. Yeah. I've seen a preview of it. And it's really nice.
Well, so the site is out there. We've had it like as a soft launch, like new podcasts are going on there.
Beta testing, basically.
Yeah, beta testing. So far, I've uncovered a couple bugs, nothing major, things I've been able to fix. So I'm really, really excited. And one thing we always wanted on the current site that's not there was diecast reviews. And we have them all now on the site.
Cool.
It'll be awesome. Okay. Let's jump to the news. So we don't have a big item this week. It would be a conversation that we were going to steal from our buddy Jason. Basically, a conversation we had a couple weeks ago about, you know, we're not certain exactly how well the movie is going to do, but we'll get into that here once we get to the movie block. But that would be the big item, but we talked about it recently, so we're just going to skip it. There is a lot of things to talk about this week, though, so let's go ahead and jump to it. MP12 Plus. Lambor, which it's makes me sad that I've actually started calling him Lambor more often than Sideswipe for some reason. That was announced. It's about $85, which is... Is that a hair more than it was when it was new?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what separates this from the previous releases?
Okay,
this?
So there was a plus release of Red Alert, which was a more cartoon-accurate deco. They released that to coincide with Inferno, which had the chest shelf parts to recreate the one scene from whatever episode that was. Auto Berserk, maybe?
Yeah.
So we're assuming this Sideswipe is going to be somehow more accurate deco, maybe have a new face sculpt to be more like the cartoon in order to coincide with Sunstreaker.
I was chiding Don on his purchase of his knockoff Thrust or Dirge. And I will admit that I do have a knockoff Sideswipe because it was available and I finally picked it up. So I think I am literally going to trash that and buy the new one.
Sideswipe it.
Like,
burn it.
Yeah. I that one I think I actually will literally destroy because I feel bad.
Oh, you know what you could
it.
Do?
What?
You know what you could do? July 4th is coming up.
Blow it up.
Go and get a gross of bottle rockets.
Ooh.
And strap them to it and see how many it takes to lift it off the ground. Because you'll either lift it off the ground successfully or it will explode, and either way, you'll be done with it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I probably will get this, I guess.
I mean, it was the first Masterpiece car released.
Yeah.
In the new scale, yeah.
In the new scale.
Well, it was the first of the Masterpiece Autobot cars. I mean, because Rodimus was still
Winnebago.
A Masterpiece leader character.
And the Winnebago.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The Winnebago was really just a pretender shell around that, though.
For the sports car.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that I don't know anybody, maybe they do, I don't know, but I don't know that anybody actually displays their Rodimus Prime in the Rodimus Prime vehicle mode.
There's probably some people who do, whose Rodimus Prime has fallen apart to such an extent that it can't be a robot or a car anymore, so they just cram the whole thing into the Winnebago shell.
That's such a terrible toy.
Yeah, it really is. And the saddest part is it had one of the prettiest eHobby exclusive redecos that I would love to own, but never will buy. Yeah, I will never buy that because I don't. I know it will just self-destruct at some point. I'm not going to put money on that.
Is that the worst Masterpiece toy? No, Megatron, the first Megatron.
Toss-up?
It's close.
I mean,
I've never had a problem.
As far as I know, Megatron will not self-destruct under the stress of its own existence.
No, he does rust. Eventually,
yeah,
rust
it has the
pieces.
Rust problem, and it also is that Megatron design, so...
Yeah, sadness.
Yeah, toss-up.
So this is when I didn't see this earlier. So we have Combiner Wars early concept board presentation by artist I can't talk. My brain's not working.
Emiliano Santalucia.
What you said. more caffeine, please. So I like this. So
this dates back to 2013. This was part of the early development of Combiner Wars. And what I thought was really interesting about this is that you can see like 90% of the stuff we got in Combiner Wars all represented here at once.
I like it. It looks
It's really cool.
I'm assuming because they're facing off that there might have been the idea of doing a leader class Shockwave at some point.
That's my speculation as well, which is in the full article at T-Formers, where I kind of break down what's in here, what's not in there, and what is in there that didn't end up in the toy line. Like there is Thundercracker back there, there's also a ramjet, which of course never materialized in the line.
They're Quintessons.
And a side
swipe. So based on like the arena setting, I'm thinking the Quintesson might be more set dressing along that line rather than intent of a product to be made. Also up there is Alpha Trion, which goes back to Titan's Return Alpha Trion being based on a design that was intended for Combiner Wars early on.
We got a Legends Alpha Trion, didn't we? Brain's not working. Isn't that what came instead of Minimus Ambus?
Yeah.
So
took me a minute.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not all here. So that's a really I would love to have like a large version of that. I would put that on my wall. It's really cool.
I wonder if Hasbro would let Saint Lucia sell prints of that.
Maybe,
considering that was something that was drawn as like, you know, work for hire stuff, I don't know if that would be something he'd be free to reproduce on his own. Yeah, that'd be a cool little mini poster.
It would be. Let's see here. So we have releases for November and December for Takara Tomy, including Sunstreaker, Legends Double Cross Six Shot, Misfire, and Broadside. Misfire. Misfire is a definite buy.
Double Cross and Misfire are now both Target Masters as well.
Oh, crap.
And guess what that means?
I'm going to have to buy them.
I pre-ordered both of them.
I don't remember if I did or not.
I missed the part where Double Cross was a Target Master.
Yep. The original, the very first information of this that came out from, like, the Facebook group did not have the Target Master designation, but subsequently we saw an actual image of the screen with the solicitations, and it does say Target Master Double Cross.
So need a Target Master Double Cross, though.
Well, what if he comes with Blur's Target Master?
That's what I was thinking.
Triplet just tweeted at us that Masterpiece Rodimus Prime killed his interest in Masterpiece line. I warned him that he should let me take the risk on that. Let me take the bullet on this one. If it's good, get it. But nope, he didn't. He dropped it.
Triplet, you need to find you a DX9 carry that'll make up for the
carry.
Triplet's problem is that he went in on Masterpiece Rodimus, but didn't get in on Cloud Rodimus.
Yeah. Hey, can you get me a Cloud Rodimus, but like at cost? No.
At BotCon?
No, I can't. No, not possible. Carrie's okay.
It's a shame because Cloud Rodimus is so nice.
Cloud Rodimus is beautiful. I so thought that was going to be crap, but it is so not. Okay, let's see here. What else is going on? Titans Return, Crosshairs, or someone else? And a cup recolor. So I saw this pop up on Twitter, and I still don't quite understand, you know, where this specifically came from. It looks like it was a leak from Weibo.
Yeah, it is.
Do we have? Is this the only photo we have? Do we have these in robot mode?
So far, this is the only photo. The other toy is just, you know, Barricade.
Yeah.
So initially, people were thinking this might be Crosshairs, which was one of the things from the old rumor list, which was always right. I'm more thinking this is like Orion Pax, and it's probably going to be part of one of the subsequent Titans Return box sets. Just because the color layout matches a little bit more to an Optimus Prime deco. Mm-hmm. And there is also an insignia on what would be the back of the robot's shoulder that is like a cross between an elite guard badge and kind of a police style badge.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing, it looks like the elite guard to me, but...
Well, it's got the wings on it, but if you zoom in on it, there is like a shield behind the Autobot symbol. Based on IDW's portrayal of Orion Pax as the super cop, I'm kind of thinking that's the direction this is going in. And if it is one of those box set things, it would keep up what is so far a trend of each one having an Optimus of some sort in it.
That's true.
Plus, if it was Crosshairs, that blue would be a lot dark. The blue would be a lot closer to the Barricade blue.
And there would be a lot more of it. Crosshairs actually has very little red on him.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it would just be the frame around the windshield that would be red if it was Crosshairs.
I'm fine with another Orion Pax. Yeah. I mean, we've only really, I can only remember one that we've gotten
two
recently.
County.
And I'm fine with getting an Orion Pax out of this mold because it's really good.
It fits.
It does fit him very well.
It fits.
And it's better than the e-hobby version if they had changed, because I have the e-hobby version. Yeah. If they had changed the head, it would have been fine, but they used the Cuphead, and it's just...
And with this one, they have a faceplate, like, ready-made that came with Power Master Optimus Prime. It's good to go.
Or Super Genrai.
Different faceplate, different heads. Super Genrai has the...
has an Optimus head.
Yeah, it has an Optimus head, whereas Power
Master... Yeah, but if it's supposed to be partly based on IDW's Orion Pax, he has an Optimus head and faceplate there, so... That would still fit.
So, I would want the unmasked...
It just depends what they decide is best for use with this, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if it's coming in a box set and we're getting Power Master Optimus Prime with the Japanese head, I imagine they'll, just to change it up, they'll use the unmasked Orion Pax.
Although, we don't actually know yet what Titan Master face is coming with Magnus Prime in the second box set.
I hope,
because we've only seen it with the helmet on.
I hope it's the Genrai one, because that I really like the look of that and I want one.
So going back to Rodimus, we were talking about a few minutes ago. I love that in the chat they're trying to compare which Rodimus figure is the best. It's a pretty lively conversation about it. Nobody else is saying Cloud yet. So
Titans Return's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Let's see here. Okay, so Legends God Bomber. It's his first in hand photos, but you know, we don't need to talk about that since Diecast actually has it.
Reviewed it.
It's at, it'll be at our website by the time you hear this, the new website anyway. If you're listening to this now, right now, the temporary URL is tfpod.co, but it's on the homepage. So do you like it?
When he stands up straight. Yeah. He's an alcoholic. He has a problem.
You're talking about God Bomber specifically, right?
God Bomber is a little thin. He looks a lot better in the, I give them credit, whoever did the shots of God Bomber, because they made him look really nice in the photographs. He's not as nice in hand, and his arms like to fall off pretty easy. His from the shoulder down, the elbow down. I know body parts.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of Lifehacker articles and stuff posted recently on how to take the most flattering photo. It sounds like whoever at Takara took those photos probably followed some of the principles of photographing the best portrait.
Yeah.
Like at an angle.
I mean, I guess he's not a bad robot for him having to completely come apart and be a part of a different robot, but I don't know.
So how does he compare as God Genrai?
God Genrai, he's the one I was saying. He's a little drunk. He has a problem. He's an alcoholic. He knows it. he tends to fall backwards.
He's very angry, Genrai is.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a sword and lots of guns.
Burning Justice, or is that something else?
Yeah. I'm going to put him on the shelf in the back so he has the wall to stabilize him.
I have so many toys that I have to do that with. Or like put several toys around it very strategically so that they don't, so they're all buttressing the figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I have a lot of the Hasbro Marvel Legends on my shelf, and they like to fall over a lot. So every time I come down to the basement, there's usually one that randomly has fallen over.
Yeah.
Remember the old days of Marvel Legends when they all came with a base?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah. That would be great. Like, I don't even care if it's just a little plastic piece with nothing on it, as long as it has a peg that they can stand on.
That was Toy Biz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of the earliest Hasbro ones came with, like, little disc stands, and too, like in the Spider-Man line they did.
Ah, gotcha.
Consequently, Bandai's Power Rangers Legacy figures could also use some stands because they don't... you know, they just randomly fall over with absolutely no provocation.
So go ahead, Don.
Too much peak energy is dangerous.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to read this one slowly, otherwise I'm gonna say Sharknado. New robots in disguise, crash combiner two pack found, shock drive and Warnado. I love that name so much.
They combined to form Shocknado.
God,
Shocknado.
I love that.
That's
that is
these are the Decepticon recolors of the Skyhammer set.
Yeah, but yeah, Warnado is just such a great name for a Cyclonus type character.
Yes,
that is just wonderful.
That package art kind of looks like Galvatron and Cyclonus head models on them.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah,
it does. It so sure does.
So what? They fusion danced or something? Or
well, they're crash combiners, so sort of.
There goes the extent of my Dragon Ball Z knowledge.
Yeah, they didn't really fusion dance so much as, like, fusion drive.
Yes.
Okay, Titans Return Trypticon. First look at the toy in hand. And I clicked the wrong link again.
It's more like Station in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
That video was horrible.
So now I'm just thinking of the evil Bill and Ted, the robots.
We didn't get to see it transform. We saw, you know, the purple dude.
And it's a crappy thumbnail. That's the thing that bugs me. There's like no good thumbnail here. Mm. Bad window dressing. So Full Tilt looks nice.
Yeah, Full Tilt.
That's what I see just in the thumbnail.
Most of the focus of the video. There's a little bit of the action features of Trypticon and also some demonstration of the range of movement on the giant hip joints. Which, actually, they move pretty good considering what they have to hold up.
Yeah. Sounds like they got a very strong ratchet in there.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But, yeah, that was... I was thinking to myself, I wish this video was clearer, and I wish I had more of the Trypticon transformation in it.
Or any of the Trypticon transformation in it.
Yeah.
One thing it does show that we may not have known specifically before is that Trypticon, the dinosaur head, actually can swivel. It's not just locked in one position.
Oh, cool.
I don't think they'd really demonstrated that was the case.
How much range previously. Of motion?
It shows a pretty decent range of motion on that. I mean, it's just a straight swivel. The head can kind of tilt back, but I think that's just part of the jaw opening, so you can feed it Titan Masters. Remember that?
Yes, that's awesome. Okay, let's see here. So my favorite item for the whole week, and this just happened today, Diecast sent an email to the mailing list, our internal mailing list, about this like at 9:37, and by 9:38 I had already bought it. It's the Titans Return Siege on Cybertron set, now available for pre-order. I need these in my life. It comes with Metal Hawk, which is a repaint of Trigger Happy, Tidal Wave, which is a recolor of Broadside, a new mold for Pounce. I'm assuming Wingspan will come in the other set. Diecast, Titan Master, Thunderwing, that's awesome, and Super Genrai. So for all those folks out there who bought Super Genrai, yeah, like myself, hey, we can have it as Super Genrai and as God Genrai. So we'll have potentially two different versions. Yeah. So
it's okay. But I like the Super Genrai deco better.
But you know, but we also mentioned pre-show how much was this toy depainted to fit the price point of a box set in the U.S.
So maybe it doesn't look like anything.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, though, the red looks a little less saturated in the picture, but red also doesn't come through sometimes on computer monitors.
Not paint. That's a plastic.
That's plastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Personally, and this is just me, I like the blue crotch block here better than I did the white on Super Genrai. There's just something about white next to silver that doesn't usually work for me on Transformers very well.
It does look better.
So, yeah, so that part, I just for whatever reason, that really bugged me on Super Genrai. So here on Magnus Prime, I will be more than happy to take this version for significantly less than Super Genrai cost.
So I know I'm in a minority, but I was really excited to hear about Tidal Wave, and I'm very excited to have a new Tidal Wave figure, even though it's not the
best. I will be very excited to sell the Tidal Wave figure from the set.
Yes.
Tidal Wave looks very boring. Armada to me.
Well, there's a
reason. It's an Armada character diecast.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I would have liked the Energon colored Tidal Wave.
That would have been more interesting looking, yeah.
Definitely.
With the lightning bolts
with the lightning bolts, definitely. At the same time, there's really just no topping that original Tidal Wave toy.
It is so great.
Yeah.
It's so great.
You know, we are speculating two more box sets.
Yeah.
We are speculating two more box sets. Maybe you'll get your colors yet.
Probably not.
Because I know how happy you guys would all be to have yet another broadside.
So what would another broadside even be?
So at this point, I want to mention the email that I was going to just respond to this. Then I thought, no, I want to mention on the show because there are other people who wonder about this same thing. Our buddy Ryan asked, any of you know where I can get a Chaos and Velocitron set for the regular price without paying like eBay markup? My local Toys R Us doesn't have it and I missed out when they got it. I think this probably answers the question that, I think the likelihood that, that's going to be replenished is probably low because Hasbro is fulfilling these to Big Bad and whoever else, if anybody else has it. So probably you're not going to have a chance to get Chaos and Velocitron unless you have somebody out there who is very generous or charitable and is willing to sell it at cost.
Find a friend in Canada.
There you go.
Well, I think actually Eric from the chat just saw one at his Toys R Us this week. So there is still a chance some of these might be siphoning out a little bit.
Maybe he can help Ryan out.
Yeah. It's possible they're still in the network. So, yeah. Well, good luck with that, Ryan. Hopefully you'll be able to get it. Okay. Go ahead.
I don't remember what the product number is, but if you can find it, you may be able to call your local Toys R Us and ask them to see if there are any in the system, like anywhere in the area. That's what I was able to do and find out where to get mine when they finally came in. So I will try and remember what that product number is so we can post it with the show. But that's how I found mine. And that might be a good way to find out if there's any left, like anywhere in your state.
Okay, cool. Movie block. Okay. So there've been several new TV ads for the movie, each with a little bit of new material. And if you want to see those, you can go to T-Formers. I have not watched them yet, so I can't comment on them. So
there's one I want to talk about if we...
Talk about it.
Okay. There's one shot of Bumblebee getting blown into like 50 pieces, and he reforms himself, which is cool. You know, I'm not watching. I'm like, wow.
Why couldn't Jazz do that?
I was going to say, Jazz got ripped into two pieces, and he was dead. So, I mean, obviously, you can't kill Bumblebee, I guess, since he's going to be in the next movie.
The rumor is it takes place in the 80s, right? Or am I misreading stuff?
I think that's right.
You're right.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I'm excited about that. I think that'll be awesome-ish.
But Bumblebee just kind of gets blown into 50 pieces. And
because prequels are always awesome.
Yeah, I want to be like an IROC Z. That would be the bomb. Yeah.
Well, he reassembled himself because he knew he'd be turning into Goldbug if he didn't.
You're a real Goldbug, Don. Paramount's box... This is an article on T-Formers. Paramount's box office stakes high for Transformers last night after recent fumbles. Apparently, Baywatch did poorly, and that's a Paramount film.
You wonder why that did poorly. It looked ridiculously dumb.
Kim and I wanted to see it.
It was Baywatch.
Film in the franchise?
Yeah, well...
The trailers did not help that movie at all.
I didn't see any trailers.
I might have had an interest in seeing it before I saw the trailers.
But yeah, you know, honestly, I don't know that it, for at least right now. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 did exceedingly well, or is doing exceedingly well. Beauty and the Beast did really well. Of course, these are not summer movies. Pirates of the Caribbean, which came out this past weekend as well, more or less a bomb as compared to expectations. I mean, at least the expectations that
as
I would have.
As compared to the previous movie, too, from what I read in the article.
Yeah, but it's also the fifth movie in the franchise. Franchise has been going on for a while. But it's been longer since the last movie came out than it was for the Transformers. I've not watched a single one of these movies since the first one. Hey, it sounds like the Transformers movies for a lot of people. But how long has it been since the fourth one came out?
4 years, probably.
No, I've never seen it.
Yeah. It's been a long
I'd say
time.
Longer. I'd say longer, actually. I'd say probably six.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know that it's a direct comparison that you can make to last night, but the last night trailers at least look a lot better than the trailers for the Pirates of the Caribbean.
It probably also didn't help Pirates of the Caribbean that Johnny Depp just had a divorce last year with allegations of spousal abuse.
That true. That too.
I mean, just to be realistic, that an awful lot of Johnny Depp's audience over the years has been women, and that's not going to help anything.
True.
I didn't even know that, but I am kind of, you know, if it's not on the Transformers news, I kind of don't see it.
Me too.
Understandable.
Well, yeah. Well, I went to Rotten Tomatoes real quick, and Pirates is at 31, and for contrast, Guardians is at 81, and Wonder Woman's at 94.
Ooh, I do want to see Wonder Woman.
I hope. Yeah. I really hope Wonder Woman is good.
Have my tickets.
I mean, by all indications so far, it's the best DC movie in years.
I have my tickets.
I'll find out this weekend.
Have my tickets for Saturday, but I highly doubt that it will be better than Guardians. Guardians is
probably not. That's why I said best DC movie in years.
Guardians still my favorite. In my opinion, the best Marvel movie yet. So, let's see here. What else we got going on?
Well, before we move on to that, though, just a follow up to the Chaos on Velocitron thing.
Yeah.
Rob and I did track down that item number. It's 758111.
Nice. 758111.
Yeah. And like I said, when I called, they were able to look it up for me, tell me which stores had it in stock, if any. And so you should be able to find out if there's any left anywhere in your area. So best of
luck. They can check over a wide distribution area too. So if you feel like taking a 200-mile drive to grab one of these sets, they can probably, you know, check that for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to respond to Ryan via email, but Ryan, hopefully you heard this. If not, you will have an email from me. Okay. So, I love this. This is actually the album art for this week. The Tarantino announces what?
Till All or One is canceled.
What?
Marigold Scott just tweeted it.
Breaking news. That sucks. I know that the 10th issue, which just came out today, was some people are saying is controversial. I haven't read it yet.
But that doesn't seem to have anything to do with it.
No, probably not. That just sucks.
Yeah.
Really sucks.
It's going to end after issue 12 and then the annual?
Looks like it. And
is this the first Transformer book they've actually canceled other than Robots in Disguise?
Robots in Disguise... You're talking about the cartoon
show tie-in.
Yeah. As far as I know.
There was also Beast Hunters, which had a fairly short run.
Was that a full series?
It was not intended to be a mini series, no.
Oh.
It was like, it could have been a full series.
Well, that sucks. Well, more as it develops. So, Takaratomi announces TLK-15, Caliber Optimus Prime, and a leader class prime figure with shield, sword, and axe. So what I really love isn't the toys. It's just the art or the ad, because they look so much better than what we get here. Because
this should be our leader class prime, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, because it's the right... It looks like a new mold, so I'm assuming this is the one that we're going to see at U.S. retail.
Yeah,
maybe minus some paint.
The thing is, unless I'm mistaken or things haven't changed in the U.S., we have to present and advertise toys in a realistic fashion. We can't have them auto-transforming, glowing, shooting, talking, and stuff like they do in Japan, which is you know, why the Japanese commercials, especially the G1 commercials, are so much better than the American commercials. God, the Overlord commercial is phenomenal. But yeah, I just really like that. I love it. Similarly, actually, it's not in the... Yeah, here it is. It's the Leader Class Megatron. Also looks amazing. Just way more dynamic. Yeah,
can't wait to get my hands on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I don't know that the paint apps on this are dramatically different. But I do just love the way that it looks from a presentation standpoint. Okay, so Rob and Chris are working feverishly on pulling information together so that they can break some news.
I'm just swearing.
No, I'm just complaining.
Oh.
Same.
We'll complain on air.
Okay, well, according to her blog post, let me read it. Let me read out what Margaret Scott wrote so I do not misrepresent what she had to say. Loading. Our attrition rate was fairly normal, and issue 12 would be our profitability breaking point. We were asked if we wanted to do something to shake things up, shift focus, shift cast, shift story after the first strike event, which is also normal, but I didn't. I love Transformers, but I've been writing it for literally years, and I wanted to tell this story. So rather than think of a new story I didn't love as much, I just chose to end us here. So here we have basically our first confirmed editorial victim.
Casualty.
Yes, our first editorial casualty of the of Hasbroverse crossovers and event books, and I was already not happy with those, so I'm just going to say as little as possible to keep our podcast Roku friendly.
Thank you. I do love that McPhilly responded OFFS. Yes. So isn't that a program that you can do video editing in? Or is that that's a codec or something? That must be what he's talking about. Okay,
it's code for something. Yeah.
So, let's see here. Jada Diecast. Whenever I see Diecast, I think of Diecast. 1/24 scale Crosshairs Barricade Bumblebee Transformers Last Night vehicles. Since I was thinking about G1 Crosshairs, I keep forgetting about Last Night Crosshairs.
We have some more breaking news, which is pictures of Legends Misfire Six Shot on Twitter. Let me paste some links.
Please.
I would love to get that Crosshairs just because it's Corvette.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't have too much trouble getting a 1/24 scale car, right?
Yeah, it should be easy to find.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel pretty good with my decision to get the Takara Misfire because it actually has the black helmet.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Looks more boring.
And the Target Masters are the right shades of, you know, the blue and stuff as well to go with Aimless.
Looks pretty good.
So is that Top Spin? Is that Trigger? That's Top Spin, isn't it?
What? Mold? I believe it's Trigger Happy.
Yeah, it's Trigger Happy.
Oh,
yeah.
Trigger Happy. Okay. All
it's
right.
Trigger
Sorry.
Happy with the torso rework to take out that spin. Now the nose just folds under the back.
Six Shot is okay. Very flat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, the helmet seems to have been remolded.
Well, crap.
Well, I'm still getting the Six Shot, too, because I have yet to see one at retail. So.
I saw it. I got mine from Amazon, I think.
I've seen it in stores, you know.
Hey Matt, you know, let me ponder. I may be willing to sell you mine because I've got great shots. So
he didn't say he's looking to necessarily buy it. He's going to get this one.
Yeah, I've already got this pre-ordered. I'm not. Oh, okay. Not that
what?
Concerned
you
about
have
it.
To cancel though.
I mean, you already have Quick Switch, so I would rather probably have this one so it's a little differentiated. A little more differentiated. So, okay. So
third broadside, which doesn't look too different as I continue to completely disrupt the structure of the show this week.
That is absolutely fine.
But it's nice. It's nice getting news while we're on the air instead of 20 minutes after we're off the air.
Double Cross. And let's see what Double Cross's Target Master is, because I'm just looking at the thumbnails and pasting links.
Wait, we're already through the news and into the movie block, so I won't ruin anything by saying, is this the Tokyo Toy Show? Is that what we're getting?
Yeah, this looks like early setup for Tokyo Toy Show.
Okay, so we need a mini cast then.
Weren't we weren't there rumors that there was a little shadow image of Masterpiece Jazz that's going to be released?
Well, there's a whole article on T-Formers about that that explains why that's a fake.
It's a fake.
Oh, it's a fake?
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
And basically, the easiest way to tell that that was a fake was that they used cartoon model sheet silhouettes, where every other G1 Masterpiece silhouette I could find was based on either a test shot or prototype or on design art for the toy. They have only ever used cartoon silhouettes for the Beast Wars ones.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whose target master is he carrying, though? Is that Blur's target master?
Well, see, they've redesigned him so to the point I can't quite tell who's supposed to fit who anymore.
Actually, he looks a good deal better. Dang it.
Right, okay. But you can kind of figure it out based on the colors, right? Which Target Master
is. He's silver.
Silver and has one barrel.
Well, Haywire had one barrel, but he was the typical blue and gray, I think.
I thought all the Autobots had black and gray ones, or black and silver.
Well, no, Peacemaker was red and black.
I mean the Hot Rod Cup and Blur. Oh. Autobot.
So, do you see McFeely's
comment? The wiki.
So, in the chat, McFeely's in there, and he said that.
Hey, Chris.
He said, "Don't confuse this with a casualty of the Hasbro universe. That's Mirgard's choice to do this." So,
I would say yes, but that was still the one of the factors in her decision. But that's for everybody to decide for themselves.
So this,
Haywire was a gray and black single barrel weapon.
Cool.
So this is probably the representation of Haywire.
Yeah, I think so.
So I kind of hate
myself. Crap, now I have to go pre-order that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I kind of hate myself, and I don't like Crosshairs as a character, but dang, this die-cast Crosshairs looks awesome.
Ah, yes, getting back to the news we're actually supposed to be talking about.
Oh, my goodness. I hate myself for liking this so much. I would buy more 1/24th or 1/18th scale, whatever. This 1/24th. Transformer cars. Just straight-up cars.
You know what's funny, though?
Oh,
if these are the same thing I'm thinking of, they actually have images of the robot modes printed on the underside
the
of the car body.
Yeah, that's horrible.
They are giant so RPMs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so bad.
That almost ruins it.
Yeah, I tell you, that right there, with it being like the RPMs, is not getting me in gear for this.
Dang it, Don.
Good, Don. Good.
I really like the blue on Barricade.
Yeah, me too. That's striking.
That's the blue of the actual car.
Oh, okay.
The Premier toy is significantly darker.
Yeah.
God, that looks great.
I can say this as someone who has been standing and also kneeling right next to the Barricade car prop.
I hope they repaint that Premier toy later in a lighter blue. That would be really nice.
I'm glad you said you were beside the movie prop, because it's like, if you're kneeling beside the real car, there could be a story there that we don't need to know about.
Well, I had the opportunity to have my picture taken in front of the Barricade car, so I thought the best thing to do would be to get on my knees and put my hands behind my head.
Is that still embargoed? That's not embargoed anymore, is it?
They haven't sent it to me, but no, it's not embargoed.
Oh, you don't have it yet?
No, I probably need to email someone and see if we can get those pictures they were taking and holding for us, because that's got to be cleared by now.
Bumblebee is sort of boring.
Well, that's Bumblebee.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He doesn't look as good as the other two.
Well, I mean, we've had a lot of Bumblebee die-cast cars already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so anything else in the movie block?
I like the leader Megatron picture.
We talked about that a minute ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I skipped ahead.
Okay, sorry. I was looking at the Legend stuff.
And I was distracted.
Yeah, I have not been looking forward to a movie toy like this for a while.
This Transformers Last Night package image leaks, Decepticon Nitro, new deluxe Bumblebee. I thought we saw the Scorn picture last week.
So this is the back of Scorn's box. So like we saw the stock photos last week, but this is actually the back of the box image, which has a color image of Nitro, which is a first we've seen of that. And guess what? It's gray and black.
Oh wait, that's not a test shot.
Right.
God. Ah, okay.
It's not a test shot or instruction line art.
Great. Love it.
What is he supposed to be? Do we know yet?
A jet.
Nitro? Okay.
Nitro is a jet.
Okay.
Because Nitro just totally like conjures the image of an aircraft, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
To me, it conjures the image of an American Gladiator, but that's just my age showing.
Or Fast and the Furious.
I never watched the Fast and the Furious.
That would be Nitrous.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So,
or Monday or Night Nitro.
Nos. It's or WCW.
Oh, yeah. So Transformers last night, just new displays making their way to the Walmart stores. These are the drop-in displays that basically just pop open and drop down in place.
And end caps also.
Yeah.
Remember I went looking yesterday and didn't see them at my local store, but you know.
I saw one at mine loaded with Wave 1 and Wave 2 Titans Returns.
Really? Nice. Uh-huh.
But one thing I did see in the pictures that are nice is those Rescue Bot gift sets. It's hard to find the four original Rescue Bots nowadays.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
And a gift set with all four of their first forms is kind of nice to see. You know, getting back out into the kids' hands.
Yeah, it really is.
I like it.
Yeah, I've only got one Rescue Bot myself. I got Quick Shadow, but you know, they're definitely nice little figures. You know, it's nice seeing them get back in the kids' hands and stuff.
So Michael in the chat saying that Matt is frozen. I think just Matt just stays in the same position the entire show.
He's frozen.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt is frozen. Okay. Hey, so if you like the show, even if you don't, you should use our Amazon link at tfradio.net/Amazon. It helps us pay for everything, and believe me, we really need it. Go to tfradio.net, and starting next week, we'll actually have a nice link right at the top of the page on the new site. Nice and unobtrusive. Just click the link, buy your stuff. Doesn't cost you a cent more, and it helps us out. Right now, this is pretty awesome. Braun, well, the price went up since the last time we updated this. Braun is $13.99 right now. It was at $10.
Well, shoot, I checked it this afternoon when I was doing the notes, and it was still $10 then. So it went up in just the last little while.
He is totes worth $13.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a great toy. Lyokaiser, tfradio.net/Lyokaiser, available still, $98, totally worth getting.
Someone please buy those.
Those are so great. Oh, and the SDCC 2014 set is still available for $79.95. God, I guess I need to go ahead and buy that.
I would really like to have that arc, but I really don't want those Dinobots.
And probably everyone will be thinking the same thing. There'll be a ton of the Dinobots on this eBay, but none of the arcs.
I bought that set, and I think it was a lot more than that.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I can't remember retail on that, but I'm sure it was like probably 150.
I think it was about 150.
Yeah.
Well, I remember we were saying it wasn't a bad price for an exclusive because a lot of the engineering went into the pop-up playset for the ARC, and you got, what, five Dinobots?
Mm-hmm. One thing I actually just thought to check to see if they have the Knights of Cybertron?
Oh, Knights of Unicron.
Unicron.
Yes, that ridiculous thing.
I liked it. It just wasn't worth the asking price. It was something that would have been a really great deal at like $80. It's on there, but it's like $160,
yeah,
which is about what retail was originally, if I remember right. That's not something I could recommend buying, though it is super fun and awesome, just not worth that. Okay, but yeah. tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, third-party news. Iron Factory Bridge Watcher Legend Scale, not Shockwave. That is nice. We just got a Legend Shockwave, though, so I don't think I need it. But it is definitely more poseable.
It's worth noting that this is apparently the third anniversary release for this company, and they are going to be distributing this at a discounted price. What I've seen so far is $25, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So definitely something to look into. It looks like a really nicely designed toy. And if you want Legend Shockwave that turns more into like the classic gun rather than something Combiner Wars compatible.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's nice and all that. What I really like when they do these, those things that Hasbro is not doing or will very much likely not do, like that Legend Scale Overlord and stuff like that. That stuff's great. KFC, God, Metal Phase 10, King Zilla, and Commodus, not Snapdragon, with Krunk images and details.
You know, this actually looks a lot better than their Ape Face does from a wider variety of angles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think the one thing that hurts Ape Face is you've just got that huge backpack that really can't go anywhere in robot mode, and it really, you don't have a silhouette other than just a giant block of stuff on the back, and you have no silhouette, you have no dynamic pose ability, because no matter which way you turn him, he's a robot wearing a monkey on his back.
All robots should have monkeys on their back, or be little monkeys.
They should all have monkeys on their back, you know, because they're the monkeys on ours sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Optimus Minor is no laughing matter.
Don't know what to say the monkey won't do.
Don't know what to say the monkey won't do.
But soon you'll be able to dial in from monkey and pick up yours soon.
Very nice. DX9 Omega Supreme Gabriel announced. DX9's getting in the Omega Supreme.
Yep, this is the second one. The Fans Toys Terminus Giganticus has been announced for a while.
That's what, 450, something like that? DX9's not going to release something that's that much, are they?
It's going to be expensive.
Their most expensive stuff's like 160, right?
Yeah, not this one.
No, I mean, yeah. But that's what, it's, so far, that's what they've, like, that they've released, like in the 160 range.
So, you know, it's, but Fans Toys has a lot of devoted fans, no pun intended, like Diecast. DX9 has made a lot of strides in quality over the last 6 months to the year or so. So yeah, it looks like this is going to be a new battleground for figures. According to the news release, it's supposed to be coming out just about the same time, because I checked with the dealer and Fans Toys Omega is supposed to be due out in August. And then according to this, the DX9 is going to be third quarter. So we're looking about the same time. So, you know, it's going to be a toss up if anyone, whichever one of these people want to get.
This looks pretty good, I'll admit.
This is on a blog called Kathleen's Clutter. I think I've seen her on Facebook or something. I think she does videos.
Well, I mean, the Chosen Prime does have this on his site, but it doesn't have a price yet.
Ooh.
So that means as soon as he gets the price, then they open up the pre-orders. Yeah.
So, and it looks like this is going to be, I'm guessing it's going to be an all-in-one purchase, because nothing in the pictures makes me believe so far it's being split into two sets.
But if they're smart, they won't do that. Like, I'm not going to buy this. I'm not going to lie and even pretend that I'm going to. But I don't have any real commentary around it. I mean, these are renders and they look okay. I would like to have a good official Titans Return or Transformers. What's the next series? I can't think. Brain's not working. Prime.
Power of the Primes.
Like, yep. Omega, something like that. But I think I like the look of this better than the Fans Toys version, only because it's softer looking. It looks, I mean, of course, again, it's a render, but it looks more inviting and less, I like the colors better. I like the fact that it's not $1,000 and you have to buy 15 parts to get it. But yeah, just, it's not something I would buy. Like, I didn't get Dystopia. So if I didn't get Dystopia, I'm never going to get anything else like this. If I get Dystopia for $200, I would get it. But DX9 does good stuff. So, you know, hopefully it'll do well. Let's see here. Is that it? That's it. Okay. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we've got another set of extended and deleted scenes from the G1 cartoon, courtesy of Transformers at the Moon, and this time it is the Ultimate Doom Part 2. For one thing, if you wanted to hear, you know, more Frank Welker snarls, or was it Chris Latta that does Ravage, we found out? I forget.
Actually, sorry. I would assume Frank Welker, since it's he's sort of an animal, but...
Yeah, that's right. I think it was Chris Latta.
Well, Chris Ravage, Latta was supposed to be Laserbeak.
Yeah, that's what I was misremembering. Thank you.
What did Laserbeak do? I guess the squawks? Mm-hmm. The couple that he did? He didn't do that many.
Probably not, yeah. But...
And when it's not processed, it sounds like Chris Latta falling down the stairs.
That's awesome.
We've also got, Takara Tomy has posted a webcomic for Legends Black Convoy, which is, since Tokyo Toy Show is on, it is currently available in Japan. And lastly, we have, XV's issue review of Till All Are One, issue 10.
Can you give us your high-level thoughts?
It's a really good issue, and it just makes it hurt more that the series is ending.
I agree.
So I've been thinking about, so once I free up some time because I have spent a lot of time lately on the new site. I'm trying to figure out how I can sort of diversify our offerings a little bit. And I actually thought about doing a podcast series, a short form podcast series, or like a mini series. It's just basically Brian catches up on comics. So I think that'd be fun. Where basically just spend, you know, for a couple months, catch up on the 40 or so issues per series that I have to catch up on and talk about maybe 6 issues at a time instead of, you know, like having one podcast spending 2 hours on one issue, which we've done close to that in the past, but I don't personally have the patience for it. Cool. Awesome. I'm looking at this Black Convoy comic right now, and I really love these comics that they do. I love that they take the time and effort to do these. They make my day. I can't wait to see it translated. Cool. Hey, Don, what's on the network this week?
This week on the RFC Network, Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, Skin of Evil. It's a very special 75th episode of that one episode of Star Trek, as they discuss the dramatic, emotional, incredibly moving, and heroic death of Tasha Yar in Skin of Evil. And for an episode of such monumental seriousness, we of course had to invite back Lord Taco and bring Ken back in from his leave of absence to teach us that no, in fact, Armus was not made of oil. Take 4 Wrestling is taking 5 this week. Check back later for a new episode.
I think we're going to have an interview for the upcoming episode. I talked to Joey. I'm taking time off the show to work on site stuff. So I think Lord Zoltan we're going to have an interview with him, which is pretty awesome.
Being awesome with Rob Springer 105 pool party. This weekend, awesome. Rob thinks the beginning of summer is a good time to hop in the pool. So he clears out the Q&A pool in favor of a 3-day weekend.
This is also awesome.
Also check out Zone Base.
Yeah, I really loved the last episode of Being Awesome. It's definitely worth listening to. It's pretty great.
Get the Skinny, number 58. Warning, content's hot. This week in Get the Skinny, it's the 90s all over again. Another hot coffee lawsuit found its way to court, but this time it's Starbucks and not McDonald's. Brian gives a weight check-in, and to make sure you're following him and John on MyFitnessPal. The guys talk about Brian Shaw's World's Strongest Man diet,
which is insane.
And finally, Brian reviews Power Yo High Protein Ice Cream. All that and more on this week's Get the Skinny. RPG Lessons Learned, Episode 4, Reavers of Harkonworld and Making a Game Your Own.
Harkonworld.
On this episode of RPG Lessons Learned, Dusty and Brian talk about defeating the Iron Circle, overcoming cliches, and making a game your own along the way. How was your weekend? Episode number 6, High School Graduation. Wendy just took a trip to Kansas for a friend's high school graduation. And because of that, this episode of How Was Your Weekend, Wendy and Brian are talking about high school graduation. They talk about their own high school graduation, thoughts on school, facts about graduation. Brian tries not to stick his foot in his mouth too many times.
Yeah, I have a lot of hot takes on high school.
There Goes My Money, episode 18, Octone. Isn't that spelled Tankor? There Goes My Money, we talk about all the awesome Transformers we got this week, including Brawn, Roeburn, Non-F Productions, Chrome Dome, and Brainstorm Upgrades, plus always this week's pre-orders.
Hey, Dyke, actually, Don's throwing it to me, but he didn't actually say it. He did it like with his hands. It's okay. Our listeners just are assuming that I'm butting in, which I pretty much was. Hey, Diecast. Diecast.
We need to teach Don to move his hands so quickly and forcefully that makes a sound,
like,
so that the podcast listeners will have the cue that he's handing it off to.
I should just do sound effects.
I could be like the little turn your page chime in the old golden books, like, ching, turn the page.
No, I think we should get the Bruce Lee sound effects.
Yeah,
is that the sound of him ripping Chuck Norris's hair off his chest?
Let's see, like, you know, hard slap sounds and the screams.
Okay, I want to point this out. So, since Don went there, like, all of the stories about Bruce Lee's prowess as a martial artist are apocryphal. Like, if he and Chuck Norris went at it, Chuck Norris would have made him eat his foot. So, it's just one of those things. It's kind of like a modern myth. Everybody believes that Chuck Norris was, Bruce Lee was like this wizard. Nah, he was an actor. He was basically a dancer.
Just like the Power Rangers. He kind of taught Chuck Norris, so...
Chuck Norris is a actual black... Did he teach him to act?
He taught him his martial art, Jeet Kune Do.
Martial arts.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Brian's opinions are his own and do not reflect the rest of the cast of Radio Free Cybertron. Yes,
this is true. Hot take. But Diecast, do you have any awesome reviews this week?
Yes, I do. I have God Bomber with Super God Genrai, which is what I end up calling him the couple times I don't accidentally call him Optimus Prime, because I keep looking at him and being like, well, that's just an Optimus Prime with a Jetfire attached to him.
Well, you probably did better than me, Diecast, because I was starting talking like he was from Master Force with all the vocal inflections and everything.
And Takara started referring to Convoy. Well, he's not Genrai. He's not Convoy. He's Genrai. Do they refer to Genrai as Optimus Prime as well? Or is he still Genrai?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The thing is, when they do something like a Masterpiece or other like classic thing, it's generally still Convoy.
It's so
kind of confusing how they distinguish that.
It's so weird. It's so much easier in the Star TV dubs.
Yeah. And I also uploaded, I think this was before.
It was this week.
This week, I have the Iron Man Hot Toys review.
So did you buy that, or was that comped?
No, I bought that.
Why did you buy that?
Because it was the first Hot Toys I saw that was actually in a price that I could afford. And I was like, oh, I really want a Hot Toys. And then I got it, and I was like, wow, I really don't want this Hot Toys.
Which one was it, Diecast?
It was the Power Pose is what they're calling it. It basically, the only articulation it has is a little bit in the head, and the arms move about 100 degrees, and you can replace the hands. But it's got a lot of pretty lights on it. The only thing that is hindered is you have to pop off a section of the back to flip the lights on.
Which armor was it?
It's
Mark 36.
46?
43.
Oh, okay. Not one of the good ones.
It's the one from Civil War.
Right.
Yeah.
I just watched it today with Kim. I'm like, I don't know if Diecast bought this or not. That's how I
did. Oh, yeah, I did.
We were watching it.
Hot Toys are expensive, too. That was about $190.
Yeah. That's why I was surprised you bought it. I didn't know that you liked it that much. For me to drop that much money on something, I must love it. But, you know, I'm a skinflint sometimes when it comes to toys, which is crazy considering the running joke is that I spend frivolously on everything.
I mean, it may be good that that was my first Hot Toys experience, because I don't want to experience it again.
Yeah, not buying it. Let's see here. So remember, you can find this episode at tfradio.net/521. That'll even continue with the new site, so don't worry. tfradio.net/521. Call our voicemail line, leave a voicemail, 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. You can also send a text, and that would be awesome. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, at facebook.com/TF Radio, and on Instagram at TF Podcast. I am on Twitter at B Kilby and on Instagram at TF Podcast. And I am about to open my second monster because I need caffeine desperately right now just to get through the end here. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can reach on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Diecast?
I can be reached on Twitter at Diecast2 and also on Facebook at RFC Reviews by Diecast, and then on YouTube at RFC Reviews, which there's a lot of reviews posted, especially recently, and I got a couple more sitting around here that need to get posted too, so definitely check that out.
And if you don't remember all those URLs, as of Monday, all those will be at tfradio.net.
Awesome.
Yes. Chris?
You'll find me irritated about comic books right now.
People can actually see all the neat photo tests you did with the black acrylic and velvet at ChrisRTXV on Twitter. Those look really nice.
Little known fact, that's also most of what my wardrobe consists of.
This is true.
Well, and the good thing is, it's not all Elvis on black velvet, so you know that's good.
I'm getting a slow start there, Don, building up to it.
After that come the dogs playing poker.
Awesome.
Yes.
Sweet. Matt.
On Twitter, at Melvar, with 3 L's and 2 R's.
You're frozen again.
It's okay. He's been frozen the entire time, yeah. you'll need to unfreeze, though, I guess, for There Goes My Money.
Yes.
Which we will record shortly.
Which is why Brian needs more caffeine.
This is true.
Because we have a good amount of items, and then I'm, you know, plus all the stuff we got.
Yep. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers, which is the site XV and I ran together for a long time. I'm also on Twitter and YouTube at Flailthroughs, and you can see the video reviews that XV and I do of Transformers things at T-Formers TV.
Awesome. And John?
I'm that John D on Twitter, Twitch, and MyFitnessPal.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we will be back next week with a brand new website. Join us, tfradio.net/live. We'll see you then. Have a good one. Bye. I'm going to give you sleep.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?